Summing up, Mendel's laws. It was Mendel who came up with the rigorous experimental method which brought to light the existence of genes and the rules governing their transmission. The law of dominance. Crossing two organisms which differ from each other by only one pair of characteristics produces offspring which exhibit the dominant characteristic. The law of segregation. Every individual has a pair of factors for each hereditary unit, and the members of a pair separate, during the formation of gametes. The law of independent assortment. Crossing two heterozygotes from the F1 generation will produce a second generation in which the characteristics segregate in a completely independent way, giving rise to new combinations in definite proportions. Mutations and dominance. Classical genetics have further developed Mendel's theories. Mutations are sudden changes in the genotype. Different mutations of a single gene increase the variation in a population. In many cases, the way in which characteristics are transmitted are more complex than Mendel suggested. Some characteristics exhibit varying degrees of incomplete dominance and codominance, multiple alleles, and polygenic inheritance, pleiotropy, chromosomes, meiosis, and sex linkage. Sutton was one of the first people to notice the analogy between the behavior of chromosomes during meiosis and the segregation and assortment of factors described by Mendel. On the basis of this observation, Sutton formulated the hypothesis that genes were carried on the chromosomes. During meiosis, the sex chromosomes and autosomes segregate. When Morgan crossed normal red-eyed fruit flies with white-eyed mutants, he realized that the results obtained did not correspond with Mendel's laws, and concluded that the gene for eye color must be carried on the X chromosome. These are sex-linked hereditary characteristics and are transmitted and manifested differently by males and females. Human sex-linked diseases. If the X chromosome carries genes that are not present on the Y chromosome, they are exhibited because they do not have corresponding dominant allele. On the other hand, a female heterozygous for a sex-linked characteristic will exhibit the dominant characteristics. In man, diseases due to anomalies of the sex chromosomes include colorblindness, hemophilia, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, Fragile X syndrome, and glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency. The incidence of all of these diseases is higher in males, while females show signs of the disease only if they are recessive homozygotes for the anomalous gene.